This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there's some things you just look forward to.
Fridays with Hancock and Kelly.
Yeah. Your birthday.
Yeah.
Coming around the corner.
Well.
Christmas morning.
Right.
Presents under the tree. Santa. Reindeer landing on the roof. Thanksgiving dinner.
Ooh.
The family's over. The
stuffing.
Turkey is smoking and your grandpa is smoking. And but there's nothing that I look more forward to than our weekly visit with Shawn Michael Lyle.
You know... Do I have the right one going?
We don't know.
There we go. Hello.
Are you on?
This is not the right one.
You're on. You're on the air.
Am I on?
You're on the air.
Why can't I hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear me.
I can hear him.
I'm moving.
Maybe move over to the other one.
I'm moving.
All right. Here he goes.
Okay, how's that?
Oh my gosh.
There he is.
Unbelievable.
It's what's wrong with that microphone?
Crystal clear.
I was just going to say that where I live... I'm about 14 floors below the roof of the building, so I can't hear the reindeer on my roof.
Oh, well, of course not.
Yeah. High-rise building.
Yeah, you're in a high-rise building in downtown St. Louis. Yeah. Now, as we know from past visits, you have lived on the West Coast for much of your life.
I'm from Silicon Valley, and I lived in Hollywood and up and down the West
Coast. Went to broadcasting school in Hollywood.
Worked in Hollywood.
Yep. Worked in the motion picture industry.
Yeah, and television a little bit.
Acted as well.
Yeah.
And so let me ask you, have you ever lived in the Midwest before?
No.
So how is it? What's the difference between Midwestern life and West Coast life?
Well, I keep looking for the mountains. That's one thing.
No mountains. No,
there are no mountains. Yeah.
Although if I lay on my back, you could be confused.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a snow-capped peak myself. But
yeah
that's different. You know, it's strange to me because... It seems foreign to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I can really put my finger on and say, I mean, the people are friendly, the people are nice, the food is different.
How so?
It's a lot of salt, a lot of fat, a lot of sugar.
Ah, salt, fat, and sugar here.
Salt, fat, and sugar.
In the Midwest.
Yeah.
You don't have all that on the West Coast.
Well, I don't know. The flavors are different. So, you know, when I eat something, people say, oh, this is so good, and I try it, and this just tastes like salt to me, or this just tastes like sugar. Well, gooey butter cake is an example.
There you go.
Yeah. You don't like gooey butter cake?
It's just sugar. It's like drinking syrup to me.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're talking to a guy over here that doesn't even like pork steaks. So
you like pork steaks?
You know, I haven't tried. I'm not a.
You're not missing out on anything.
Yeah, I haven't
Shawn
tried.
Michael.
But
listen,
but
take it from me.
Okay, I believe you. Absolutely.
It's a boiled piece of leather.
Yeah, well, the idea of the
what's the matter with you, Kelly?
The idea of the pork steak is that it's basically a cheap cut of meat.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough said.
Yeah. See, where I'm from, it's tri-tip.
Tri-tip. Yes.
Tri-tip. Yeah.
Yes.
Hancock's a tri-tip guy.
I love. I went to Cal. We have relatives in California.
Yeah.
He made a tri-tip. Yep. I thought, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, see, tri-tip, that's the big meat thing out there.
Yeah, to find here.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And and so, and there again, I was an agriculture director in the California Central Valley, and when I went, interestingly, to the Midwest, because the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, they always have their convention in Kansas City.
Wait a minute.
What?
You were an agriculture guy?
Yeah, I'm an award-winning farm broadcaster once upon a time.
What does that mean? You talk about, like, soybeans? And
No, they don't have soybeans out there.
They have everything in California.
Oh, of course they do.
I was going to say was the guy from the National Agricultural Statistics Service, NAS, he said, where are you from? And I said, KMJ in Fresno, California. He goes, where all the food is from. And I said, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so yeah, I was actually the only full-time radio agriculture director in the entire state of California, and that is by far the biggest ag state in the nation.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's like an onion.
Yeah.
With this guy.
The more you peel it back, the more strange things you find.
Yeah, you got the stuff you can't use, on the outside.
Right.
But then once you start getting into the onion,
yeah,
there's all kinds of
stuff.
It
makes you cry.
On. Yes.
Sean, you make me cry.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. The interesting thing, as opposed to farm broadcasters that I met from the Midwest, is they all say, well, do you do your markets? Because, we would all broadcast from Kansas City during this convention.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So, do you do your markets? And I said, we don't do that. And so, well, how much does, wheat go for? And I said, whatever the farmer can get for it. And they all do their own. There are a few things like raisins and grapes, for example, where they have unions that get together and get prices. But generally speaking, each farmer gets his own price.
The raisin, interesting. So you can't go out and grow a raisin, right?
You grow a grape.
You grow a grape.
And then it becomes a
Thompson seedless grape.
Yeah.
You grow a Selma Pete or one of those kind of grapes. You grow those grapes.
And then
when it's time for harvest, then you've got a choice. You can sell for wine or you can sell for raisins.
Huh.
And you see whether Sunkist or Sunmade or people like that are paying better than Constellation, who does the wine.
How long does it take for
a grape to become a raisin?
It takes just a couple of weeks.
That's it.
And what they do...
It's kind of like the caterpillar, Michael.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you got the caterpillar
in reverse.
It's got all the, little legs going on.
What they do, I talked to a little old man, and he invented what they call the paper tray. All it is that they lay down this, basically, it's this brown paper.
Yeah.
They laid it down in the fields.
Yeah.
And then when they cut off the grapes, they just lay them onto the paper.
And then, boom,
a couple of weeks later... They are raisins.
Huh. What, do they vacuum them up, or do they?
They kind of semi fold the paper, and they pour it into dumpers, and then they take out all the sticks, and twigs, and everything.
Who found out?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody at some point in human history, somebody found out that they pull a grape off the thing, and they throw it out in the field. And sure enough, here in a couple of weeks, they got this other little wrinkled up thing.
Right.
And they eat it, and it's not bad.
I'm sure that happened when they got to the grapes too late.
Ah.
That they just naturally do that in the sunshine.
And you got to do something with this stuff, because you're not going to throw it away, because that's how you make your living.
Now, an interesting thing about raisins, have you seen the white raisins?
I have not seen a white raisin.
White raisins? Yeah, sometimes people buy those.
Albinos.
Yeah, that's kind of what they look like. They're actually just bleached. not actual bleached that you'd use for your clothes.
Yeah, you wouldn't
put
bleach on a raisin. All raisins look alike, so white raisins or the yellow raisins, those are just ones that they put through a chemical process to take the color out.
What was your favorite crop to monitor when you were the agricultural director?
We don't know how many crops there are in California. We don't know. A lot of the crops are like Asian farmers who are from Cambodia and Vietnam and places like that. Some of them grow things that are similar or the same. We don't really know. And so one group will call it one thing and another group will call it another. And they don't really know how many of those crops there are.
Huh.
So I like the Asian crops because they're all from California. They're all organically grown, but not certified because they can't have... they can't get the certification because they don't know the science of it, but they all are organically grown. Now, here's the interesting thing here's the really interesting thing about farmers, and this is what a lot of people don't realize, that in most of the United States, I would imagine it's mostly here, but certainly in California, every farmer, now we're talking farmers, not farm laborers.
No, no. Every farmer. People that are on the farms.
Is a college graduate scientist.
Yeah.
They all have degrees.
Right.
And I remember when I was first told that, and there was this little old man on a tractor. He was out there just bumming around on his little old tractor, which is probably older than he was, and said, that guy out there? Yeah, I said, the guy telling me this, he said, let's go out there and talk to the guy, and I guarantee you he has a college degree.
Yeah.
And so we went out there, and it was like, it's either Fresno State, UC, or UC Davis. And there are some that were from Cal Poly. So those are the three schools. And it was this
and
guy.
So the guy on the tractor.
He was from Cal Poly.
There you go.
Yeah.
What was his degree in? Agriculture.
Yeah. Oh. It's in agronomics.
Agronomics?
His was agronomics, which is the economy of agriculture.
Folks.
And there he was on his.
On his little old tractor.
You don't get the, I mean, you can, you know.
Who would have thought there was an economist out there?
You could spend your entire life listening to radio broadcasts.
Okay, one more. Do we have time for one more?
Shawn Michael Lyle.
Okay.
I mean, this is, yes.
So if you go, this is the tip of the day. This is something you can use. If you drink red wine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you go to the store. The guy's name is Sean, as a matter of fact, who's the winemaker for Constellation, who was in charge of most of their wines.
Okay. And
I don't know if he still is.
Sean the wine man.
Yeah, Sean the wine man, not me.
Right.
But most of the wine, of those fine California wines, most of them are actually just Thompson seedless grapes from the Central Valley. So at least 40 to 60% of that wine is just your basic red wine from the Central Valley.
Unbelievable.
If you want that wine, you get something called Carlo Rossi Paisano. It comes in a gallon jug, costs about $14, $15.
Yes.
And you can get it at like, I think Walmart has it.
Probably.
But it's this big, and that wine there is really the top California wine. I mean, when you get top California wines, that is it.
It's in a jug.
Carlo Rossi, who, by the way, was not a winemaker. He was the regional salesman for Gallo Wines.
Carlo Rossi.
Wine. It's called Paisano, and it is a blend of their support wines, the wines that they use to make all these other really fancy high-dollar wines.
Wow.
It is the blending of all of those
folks,
wines.
This is,
about
I mean,
$15.
There's
wow.
a reason
a
why
gallon.
We call this At Your Service.
Yeah.
And it's because of just exactly moments like this. Go get yourself some Paisano Carlo Rossi stuff with grapes that would have been raisins if they'd have let them go 2 weeks longer. Shawn Michael Lyle. Until we meet again, my friend.
Sure.
All right. It is time for What's Trending, Michael. Braxton Payne is waiting patiently in the wings. He joins us after this on KMOX.
The economy's rolling here at KMOX. If you waited through that commercial, thank you so much.
You know what you're not...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Going to have that many commercials.
Where's that?
You're going to have Kevin Wheeler and Ranji. And,
Chris Ranji?
Yeah, and...
don't remember her name.
Ashley...
Ashley Banfield?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a great show. It's on tomorrow at 10. You ought to listen into
it. Can't wait.
But first, we go now to the celebrity guest line. We're joined by Braxton Payne, who is here for his weekly edition of What's Trending. Hello, Mr. Payne.
Good evening, gentlemen.
You know what? He's the king of pain.
Before we go on to this, I mean, I know you guys have been giving a little bit of, you know, heckling to Miss Amy Mark Scores about the name the new show.
Keep forgetting Amy Mark Scores.
But I will say, though, that, I mean, it's not like it's not that original. I mean, you got the Charlie Brennan show, the Dave Glover show, the Hancock and Kelly show. Mm-hmm. They just eliminated all the BS and just called it just the show. I mean, I appreciate them just doing you know, get straight to the point. It's just the show.
It's like naming your pet dog.
I mean, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be good. Is Kevin Wheeler still going to do the GGS every day? I mean, he'll talk for 8 or 9 hours every day.
Those days are gone.
No,
although Wheeler could talk for 8 or 9 hours. The guy can talk. Nobody can talk like Kevin Wheeler can talk. I mean, he can talk and talk. Incredible.
I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be a really good show. The good banter. They all get along really well, which is always nice, and I'm excited for it. It's kind of like Christmas Eve, you know, a new show coming on Camel X.
What's her name said it was when she was doing the preview.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had said, I don't know if you heard it, she was most excited she was going to be working with her two favorite people she's ever worked with on the radio.
Yeah.
Chris Ranji and Kevin Wheeler. I guess she forgot where she got her start.
That was Allie. She was talking about that.
Yeah. She's so what's trending out there, Braxton?
You know, so we got kind of a couple things today. First off, I went to the Cardinal game today, and I just want to mark the tape right now that Nolan Gorman's going to be the next big star for the Cardinals. They better keep him. I think that he's going to be – I mean, he hit the two-run home run today, but the way he swings the bat, I just think that he's going to be the next kid in the MLB, and I think he's our next franchise player.
How great would that be? I hope you're right about that. I hope you're right about it. You saw a good game today. I went yesterday. I saw a stinker.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, it was a great crowd. A lot of people there, a lot of energy. It's always nice to go to a day game, especially when it's on a Monday, you know, when you don't have to work. But I appreciated the good crowd there, and it was a lot of fun. But so we have two things for what's trending today. We could do three, but I think the first one is Family Tree, which I think you guys should pick, and then Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, Family Tree for sure.
Okay, so there's this kid. I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, but so there's this kid. He is now 19 years old. So he was 10 years old when he started this. He was interested in his family tree, so he did some genealogy projects. And he did, you know, the 23andMe, the spit test, and then his dad told him, hey, you know, my mom was adopted. So he found out her family tree and just continued on it. And for the next couple of years, figured out his entire family tree, even his adopted grandma's family. And then he was interested in, you know, like solving cold cases. So he was watching a lot of Criminal Minds, which is a show that used to be on CBS.
Yeah. This is about to get very interesting. I can feel it.
Yes. So he was interested in, like, you know, solving, you know, he's like, oh, so he contacted the local police department. where he lives in New Jersey, and was like, hey, if I, you know, I'm interested in family trees. This is a 12-year-old kid. If you guys need any help. So he was 12. He's now 19 years old. But the police officers were like, no, you know, obviously they dismissed him. And then he was 17 and he offered it again. You know, I'm still interested in this. I'm going to go to college. I want to do this as a living. So he contacted the police department. The police department was like, okay, yeah, we have this 19-year-old cold case. Are you interested in trying to figure out the family tree of this? So they gave this 17-year-old kid the DNA. He run it through the system. He got down to 300 people of like familiar matches, and then he ended up getting down to four people that could have solved this 19-year-old murder case. And this murder case was of a young girl. She was 17. She was murdered in New Jersey, and so they got down to four people. The police obviously took charge, interviewed all these people, and they ended up solving the cold case, the 17-year-old. And actually, the person that committed the murder, they exhumed the body of this person because this person had died. It was a bartender at a local bar, and he ended up being the one that murdered them. And since then, he was 17 at the time. He's actually solved four different cold cases in New Jersey through his genealogy project that he's been doing.
Because the DNA, if the murderer doesn't have a DNA on record, their ancestors, their relatives will have similar markings in their DNA, and that's how they kind of find these people, right? Isn't that how that works?
Exactly. So, and one of the things is a lot of the times, and depending on the state, you cannot, you know, get a search warrant or an arrest warrant for somebody that just has, you know, similar DNA to you. But since he wasn't a full agent of the police and was doing this more as a quote-unquote school project, he was able to, you know, search the DNA and then go interview people with an off-duty police officer informally and solve these cases.
And they have solved serial killer cases using this. There was a guy who had been a police officer who they tracked him down through the DNA, you know, and he was not on file anywhere, but through relatives and similar DNA, and they figured out he was everywhere where the murders happened, when they happened, and he had the DNA, and they arrested him.
But so, you guys, this is the whole reason I've never done any of these you know, DNA tests, because I don't want to find out if I have some relative who was a bad person.
We all do.
I understand, but I mean, I don't need to know it, so well, I'm just not going to swab my lip.
Have you
done it?
I get it.
No.
Have you done it, Brax?
I have not, but I will tell you that my dad was adopted, and he did it, and he ended up finding his birth mother and his biological siblings. He has two half-sisters that are older and one half-brother that's younger.
Wow.
I've actually met them several times. They came, you know, they come to family Christmas, and this was 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and so I know all of them now. They actually live in, so they're originally from East St. Louis, which is where my dad was born. But they live in Dexter, Missouri now.
The Hickory Log,
the best ribs
in the world. Yes. But hold on, let's go back to this for a second, Brax. So when your father, who was adopted, does his DNA testing and his genealogy, he obviously finds out that he might have a match. How did he approach? I guess that was his mother?
Yeah, so he approached his sister, his second. So he has two older sisters, and he approached her first. So what you can do on the app, it was 23andMe, is, you know, like you see, obviously, oh, this is, you know, somebody that, and he knew he was adopted, so he knew there was a probability of him having siblings when he did the test. And you can message through the app, and they can accept or decline, because you don't know, obviously, their full name or, like, where they live or anything. And that, you know, his sister accepted. And then they linked up on Facebook, and then they got lunch together, and then, you know, the rest is history. And then, you know, the first time I met all of them was, you know, family Christmas. I think it was 2018 or 2019.
Do they look alike?
Yes, some decently similar. I mean, he definitely has a lot of characteristics of his mom. That's for sure. You know, even though They didn't know each other until my dad was in his 50s, but they definitely have some similar tendencies, that's for sure.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
They used to say I looked a lot like the mailman.
Yeah. I get George Clooney.
Yeah, do you?
Hey, Brex, what's up with Justin Trudeau? We got about 45 seconds.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to transition. So we didn't get to talk last week since there was a Cardinal game, but right. I went and toured the new St. Louis soccer stadium.
Nice.
on May 20th.
Home of the whatever the team's called.
Yeah.
What is the team going to be called, Braxton?
St. Louis City SC.
Yeah, right. So what are they going to be called? The Cityites? Or what are they going to be?
City. I think it's kind of like, you know, it's like Manchester City. City's going to be their main. Uh-huh. I think everyone eventually will just call them City. And
you
I got
know,
to tour
in,
this.
In honor of the show, we should call them the team.
Poor Amy.
So how was the ballpark, or how was the soccer stadium?
So, you know, it's obviously a live construction site, so you had to put on the full, you know, I put on the eyeglasses, the construction hat, and we got to go down to, like, field level, and we got to walk around, and it was absolutely amazing. So it is actually going to be the only stadium in MLS that's going to have the steepest incline. So anywhere in the stadium, you're only going to be 160 feet away from the field.
Wow.
So I don't think there's obviously not going to be a bad seat in the house. But getting our season tickets, it was really interesting just to walk around and go to the complex and, like, you know, also like the concourse, it's pretty wide. So, which will be nice, you know, when you're getting drinks or you're going to the restroom or getting into the stadium. The only thing I'm a little concerned about, honestly, is parking. There's nothing really around there. So, but I mean, I think it's going to be, I mean, I was talking to some people about it today, you know, having the Cardinals in town, everyone's kind of curious. So, you know, you have 22 home games for soccer and it starts late February. We'll run all the way through summer. And I think that we're going to sell out every single game. I mean, just being there and the energy just from people that were getting season tickets on that day, I think it's going to be absolutely unreal.
Do they have any grass down there yet?
They do. So when I was there, there's full field. So, and one of the things that's interesting, they take you underneath. Obviously, they take you field level, then they take you, like, you know, behind the benches and stuff. So the field's actually going to be heated or cooled depending on the temperature. So the grass, let's say if there's a big snowstorm in St. Louis, which we're bound to have in the middle of May at any point, they can thaw the grass and make it a normal grass field.
How about
and when
that?
It's, you know, a day like today. Huh. They can cool it down since it's underneath, you know, like how Busch Stadium's kind of, you know, underneath floor level.
The seat warmer and the seat cooler in your car.
Yeah.
Exactly. So nice. They have this full system, and they actually took us back, and you saw it, like, huge machines that are going to be able to do that. So I'm pretty excited.
Did they have
about
any merchandise
well.
For sale there, like maybe a city slicker? Hey, Hancock, that was one of your jokes.
I got it.
That's Braxton Payne. He joins us every Monday night at this time. Brax, have a great week, brother.
Thanks, Brax.
All right, talk to y'all later.
Listen to this, people. Rarely have I seen you as exercised as you've been for the last 4 or 5 minutes.
I can't find my pen.
What is so special about this pen? Is it a pen that you put on your lapel?
It's the zebra pen. It's the best pen ever made.
What do you mean it's a zebra pen?
It's the zebra.
It comes out black and white?
No, it's a very fine point.
Uh-huh.
Great to do Sudoku puzzles.
That's a name brand pen.
Zebra.
Zebra. I've never heard of a zebra pen.
Mike Schilt used a zebra pen.
Yeah, look where it got him.
Well, he's in San Diego.
Barely.
But I had the pen. Look, here, I got my notes here
right.
that I made with my zebra pen. And
do you have more zebra pens at home?
Yes, but I'm beginning
what,
to.
What is it that about this particular pen? It doesn't smear.
Doesn't uh-huh. smear. And the great thing about the zebra pen, I mean, it's a fine point, so you can write perfectly. But when it's out of ink, you know how a lot of pens you get down to the end of the ink,
right?
And you get, you know, you start making a J, and it's got a little loop, and then a uh-huh. space, and then a loop, and then a space. No, no, the zebra pen
just runs out.
Boom.
It's over with.
It writes, and then it stops.
Is it priced accordingly? Like, being that this is your, is it a little bit more pricey than the other pens?
Money is no object when it comes to the Zebra.
Really?
Pen. Yeah.
But what about my question, though? I mean, is it a
I
little
no
higher
idea.
Price? You
I,
don't know.
Because money is no object.
Then why are you running around looking for this pen
because
like it's
I
the last
the
one
pen,
on the planet?
Because I had the pen. I had it up here.
I understand, but you've misplaced it. You've lost it. You've spent now.
Where could it have possibly
five
gone?
Or 6 minutes? Probably Sean Michael Lyle's pants. He probably took that sucker and
my
walked out of here with
it.
It's
not in the pants of Sean Michael Lyle.
Well, if it's that great of a pen, he may have stole it and recognized
it. He did
not
steal my pen.
You are acting
it's
like you
California.
Lost a Mont Blanc over there. You have lost a doggone pen. You can pay 99 cents and get a new one.
Yeah, but I mean it's a Zebra pen, and I just you know I'm a little. I'm a little kerfuffled.
Yeah.
Over here.
So when we play pool together, John has his own chalk he uses. It's called Pyro Chalk.
It's the Pyro Chalk.
And it's the chalk that Ronnie O'Sullivan uses, of course. And it's always funny because I'll say to him occasionally, hey, is my chalk? Yeah, your chalk's right over there. I said, oh, I guess I don't get to use the Pyro. He says, well, you could buy yourself some.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't share with me his Pyro.
My Pyro is $23 a block.
Well, why would somebody pay $23 for chalk?
I did.
Yeah. And this is a person who loses Zebra pens. How long until he loses his Pyro?
I've had this Pyro for like 6 months.
Yeah, but how often do you play?
Well, quite a bit.
Yeah. I've never been allowed to even touch the Pyro.
No, it stays in my pants.
So, well, speaking of pants, I think Sean Michael Miles got your pen in his pants.
He does not have my pen in his pants.
Well, buddy, I hope that if I go missing when I'm in Ireland,
yeah,
I hope you search as long and hard for me as you've been searching for this pen.
It's just a puzzle, Michael. I had the pen.
It's gone.
And I didn't take the pen. I didn't move the pen. I didn't, you know, it's just.
It's gone.
Did the cleaning people come in here?
No, nobody's been in here. Okay.
So this is like a game of Clue.
So
it was, wow. It was Michael Kelly in the
Shawn
studio
Michael.
With the fingers.
With the fingers.
Yeah, that's
Shawn
what
Michael.
It was.
I'm Michael Sean. He's Shawn Michael.
Yeah.
You're confusing us.
Now one of you is absconded with my pen.
Well, we're going to give Hancock a couple of minutes more to check for his pen. And then we're going to talk about
Ireland.
Some of the best. Well, okay, yeah, we'll talk about Ireland. We'll talk about God's Country after this on Camelax. Breaking news.
Wow.
So John Hancock.
I found the pen.
We went to commercial and we found the pen.
Boom.
Was it in the pants of Sean Michael Lyle?
It was not.
Was it out in the other room?
It was not.
Was it in the trash can in this room?
It was not.
Was it on the table or the floor potentially?
It was not.
Where was it?
It was in my pants.
It was in your pants. Yeah. You asserted that others may have taken the pen?
Well, I had checked my pants.
Uh-huh.
There was no pen in my pants.
Yeah.
Until I reached into my pants and pocket of my pants, and there was the pen in the pocket of my pants.
Yeah.
And I'm slightly embarrassed, but I'm also extremely happy to have found my F301 Zebra pen.
Now
I just wrote down 5650 on my little sheet here because that's when we're done with this show tonight. If they don't fire us before that.
So right now, per Amazon.
Yeah.
If you were to order a 12-count pack, a Zebra F301.
Yeah, which I would recommend heartily.
Would you like to know what they sell for?
I'm going to say how many of them?
That's 12 of them.
So 12, you're going to carry the one. It's got to be about $22.
It's $23 for a Zebra.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you would have thought there was a $20 bill on the floor around here the way you were searching.
Well, I mean, so
it's a dollar pen.
I can't tell you how much brilliance happens at the end of this pen when I'm thinking and cogitating out there. And, you know, you cogitate, and then you got your paper, and then you just start.
How often
stuff.
Do you lose your pens?
Well, they disappear. The problem, you know, Georgianne takes the pens.
Yeah.
Never see them again. You know, relatives come over for dinner. They take the pen. You don't ever uh-uh. see them again. And so, you know, you got to have enough supply
right.
of the F301 so that.
For
you know,
theft.
Yeah, because like tonight when I get home,
uh-huh.
I'm going to plan out my week, and
right.
I'm going to do it with a Zebra pen.
Really?
And I'm going to make myself a to-do list last week, by the way.
Yeah.
57 items.
Is that right?
It was.
You get them all done?
No. And no. So
you got a fresh start on this week.
Don't tell my clients.
So you got a fresh start on this week's needs, huh?
Yeah. I got about 17 or something. Yeah.
He's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. You can see us every Sunday morning at 8:30 on Fox 2.
You can see one of us every Sunday morning because the other one of us is often out of town.
Yeah, for the next 2 weeks, I will be in my home country of Ireland. No, I'm not from there. My parents are not from there. My grandparents were. My mother and I and a group of my friends, my childhood friend from growing up, Michael Burgoyne. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Burgoyne, yes. Yeah.
Good.
Michael Christopher. He and I and his family and my family are headed over to Ireland, and we are going to go see the Emerald Isle.
There it is.
I'm going to phone into you on Friday of this week and visit with you.
They got the monkeypox over there.
They get the monkeypox here in America too, dude.
They do?
Yeah, it's everywhere. Huh. You know, it's transmitted via sexual transmission.
Well, just get married. You don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. I'm going to be with my mom anyway, so there's no worries about me catching the monkeypox when I'm in Ireland.
There you go.
Who would have thought that the monkeypox would be like our latest scare? Didn't you think COVID was the last of all this stuff we'd have to live through?
How do you go from the chickenpox to the monkeypox and nothing in between?
Yeah, what happened to the pigpox?
I mean, you got all kinds of stuff. You know, because
the
monkeys
could have gotten the oinks.
You know, monkeys are, what are they?
They're like us. They're primates.
Yeah, they're primates. And then you got the chicken, which is not so much like us.
No, that's a fowl.
And then you got all these animals in between, but no. Yeah. You got the chicken pox, and then you leap all the way over to the monkey pox.
Well, there's other pox.
I think there's a conspiracy.
Isn't there other pox? There's the smallpox. There's smallpox.
If there's a smallpox, must there not also necessarily be a large pox?
I think it's when your body gets swallowed by a black hole of pox. Would be the large pox.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That would stink.
Yeah.
Oh. That'd be worse than losing your pen, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, losing your pen. But, buddy, I'm going to miss you for a couple weeks. I'll be over there,
So you're going to...
Well, it's only like 12 days.
So you're landing in...
So we leave here from St. Louis to Charlotte, that thriving metropolis.
Charlotte, yeah.
From metropolis, then Charlotte on to Dublin.
Dublin.
We'll spend a day or so in Dublin, maybe checking out the Guinness and the Jameson. Then we're going north.
North.
Yeah, we're going up to Harvey's Point. Google that. You'll really be interested in that. It's almost into... Northern Ireland. We'll dip into Northern Ireland. We're going to go see Giant's Causeway.
So Northern Ireland is part of the UK.
Yes.
Ireland is its own country.
It's its own Ireland. Yeah. It's its own island.
As of like not too many years ago.
Yeah. Good question. So then we'll come down the west coast of Ireland, eventually make our way over to Galway.
Galway.
Yeah, and spend some time in Galway. I'm going to play some golf there.
Nice.
And then the Kerry and the Ring of Kerry and all that stuff. And then we make our way back to the airport and come back here.
But you're
staying in a
castle.
Staying in a chalet. I think that's how you say that. Chalet.
Yeah. Well, not in Ireland.
No, I don't know. But it's like a cottage. It's a cottage. Yeah. We're staying in a cottage. And, but I am really looking forward to this trip. You know, getting to travel with my mother and a couple of my older sisters, my best pal from growing up. In fact, I said to, some my sisters earlier today. This is my best friend in life. You know, right there with you. But I mean, I grew up.
Well, you've known this guy for 40-some years.
But this is the most time he and I are going to have spent together since high school.
Does that worry you? Well, I mean, so you know, it's interesting because you know we've all had roommates at some point, whether it was college or after college or
right.
And you know, there's something about this guy. I really like this guy.
Yeah.
And then you like live together.
Right.
And it's just, you know.
Right. No, that won't be the problem here. Michael and I talk a couple times a week, and we're thick as thieves. I was the best man in his wedding.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is he a grandpa yet?
Oh, gosh, no. He's got a child that she's 16 years old as his oldest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he lives out in Hawaii.
He's your age.
Yeah.
So he's a kid.
He's even paler complected than I am, and he lives in Hawaii.
He lives in Hawaii, and he's pale.
Well, he's a military. Yeah. You know, he's got to be out there.
Well, he's got the hat on all the time.
Yeah, he specializes in Asian studies, some particular Asian countries he keeps an eye on for our government.
Huh. Yeah. I should talk to him about what to order
At a restaurant?
Yeah.
Usually the number 11 is always my favorite.
Yeah, yeah,
the
you gotta be
boneless
careful.
Hot braised chicken.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And I mean the egg foo young. You know, there's a lot of.
You got to be careful. There's a lot of salt in that. I was right. talking to Shawn Michael
well,
earlier.
Everything out here is salty.
Everything is salty.
It's like they pour a bottle of Morton's on everything and then you're done. Well, I found my pen. Michael's going to. I'm going to miss you, buddy.
I'm
going
to miss you too.
I'm going to miss you.
That baby will be, what, like 6 years old by the time I get home, huh, grandchild?
She'll be talking and walking. Yeah, they sent me a picture today. She looked like the whole world farted.
They were showing her a picture of you, huh? Hey, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Big day at KMOX. The lineup changes. We'll have total information all the way till 10 a.m. Then we have
Carol Daniel and Tom Ackerman.
Yeah, then we have The Show with Chris Ronchi, Kevin Wheeler. And
Allison
Foley.
Martinez.
Somebody.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Dave Glover and Cardinal Baseball. Hey, what more could you ask for?
Best of Glover coming up next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Deeper pen. I mean, it's a fine point, so you can write perfectly. But when it's out of ink, you know how a lot of pens you get down to the end of the ink?
Right.
And you get, you start making a J and it's got a little loop and then a space and then a loop and then a space. No. The Zebra pen
just runs out.
Boom.
It's over with.
It writes and then it stops.
Is it priced accordingly? Like, being that this is your, is it a little bit more pricey than the other pens?
Money is no object when it comes to the Zebra.
Really?
Pen. Yeah.
But what about my question, though? I mean, is it a little higher
idea.
Price? You
I,
don't know.
Because money is no object.
Then why are you running around looking for this pen
because
like it's
I
the last
the
one
pen,
on the planet?
Because I had the pen I had it up here.
I understand, but you've misplaced it. You've lost it. You've spent now.
Where could it have possibly
five
gone?
Or 6 minutes? Probably in Sean Michael Lyle's pants. He probably took that sucker and
my
walked out of here with
it.
It's
not in the pants of Sean Michael Lyle.
Well, if it's that great of a pen, he may have stole it and recognized
it. He did not steal my pen.
You are acting
it's
like you
California.
Lost a Mont Blanc over there. You have lost a doggone pen. You can pay 99 cents and get a new one.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a Zebra pen. And I just, you know, I'm a little. I'm a little kerfuffled.
Yeah.
Over here.
So when we play pool together, John has his own chalk he uses. It's called pyro chalk.
It's the pyro chalk.
And it's the chalk that Ronnie O'Sullivan uses, of course. And it's always funny because I'll say to him occasionally, hey, is my chalk? Yeah, your chalk's right over there. I said, oh, I guess I don't get to use the pyro. He says, well, you could buy yourself some.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't share with me his pyro.
My pyro is $23 a block.
Well, why would somebody pay $23 for chalk?
I did.
Yeah. And this is a person who loses Zebra pens. How long until he loses his pyro?
I've had this pyro for like 6 months.
Yeah, but how often do you play?
Well, quite a bit. I
mean, yeah. I've never been allowed to even touch the pyro.
No, it stays in my pants.
So, well, speaking of pants, I think Sean Michael Miles got your pen in his pants.
He does not have my pen in his pants.
Well, buddy, I hope that if I go missing when I'm in Ireland,
yeah,
I hope you search as long and hard for me as you've been searching for this pen.
It's just a puzzle, Michael. I had the pen.
It's gone.
And I didn't take the pen. I didn't move the pen. I didn't, you know, it's just.
It's gone.
Did the cleaning people come in here?
No, nobody's been in here.
So this is like a game of Clue.
So
it was, wow. It was Michael Kelly in the
Shawn
studio
Michael.
With the fingers.
With the fingers.
Yeah, that's
Shawn
what
Michael.
It was.
I'm Michael Sean. He's Shawn Michael.
Yeah.
You're confusing us.
Now, one of you is absconded with my pen.
Well, we're going to give Hancock a couple of minutes more to check for his pen. And then we're going to talk about
Ireland.
Some of the best. Okay, yeah, we'll talk about Ireland. We'll talk about God's country after this on Game Wax. Breaking news.
Wow.
So, John Hancock.
I found the pen.
We went to commercial and we found the pen.
Boom.
Was it in the pants of Sean Michael Lyle?
It was not.
Was it out in the other room?
It was not.
Was it in the trash can in this room?
It was not.
Was it on the table or the floor
it
potentially?
It was not.
Where was it?
It was in my pants.
It was in your pants. Yeah. You asserted that others may have taken the pen?
Well, I had checked my pants.
Uh-huh.
There was no pen in my pants.
Yeah.
Until I reached into my pants and pocket of my pants, and there was the pen in the pocket of my pants. And I'm slightly embarrassed, but I'm also extremely happy to have found my F301 Zebra pen.
Now,
I just wrote down 5650 on my little sheet here because that's when we're done with this show tonight if they don't fire us before that.
So right now, per Amazon,
yeah.
If you were to order a 12-count pack, a Zebra F301.
Yeah, which I would recommend heartily.
Would you like to know what they sell for?
I'm going to say how many of them?
That's 12 of them.
So 12, you're going to carry the one. It's got to be about $22.
It's $23 for a Zebra.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you would have thought there was a $20 bill on the floor around here the way you were searching.
Well, I mean, so
it's a dollar pen.
I can't tell you how much brilliance happens at the end of this pen when I'm thinking and cogitating out there. And, you know, you cogitate and then you got your paper and then you just start.
How often
stuff.
Do you lose your pens?
Well, they disappear. The problem, you know, Georgianne takes the pens.
Yeah.
Never see them again. You know, relatives come over for dinner. They take the pen. You don't ever see them again. And so, you know, you got to have enough supply
right.
of the F301 so that.
For
you know,
theft.
Yeah, because like tonight when I get home,
uh-huh.
I'm going to plan out my week. And
right.
I'm going to do it with a Zebra pen.
Really?
And I'm going to make myself a to-do. My to-do list last week, by the way.
Yeah.
57 items.
Is that right?
It was.
You get them all done?
No. And no. So
you got a fresh start on this week.
Don't tell my clients.
So you got a fresh start on this week's needs, huh?
Yeah. I got about 17 or something. Yeah.
He's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. You can see us every Sunday morning at 8:30 Fox 2.
You can see one of us every Sunday morning because the other one of us is often out of town.
Yeah, for the next 2 weeks, I will be in my home country of Ireland. No, I'm not from there. My parents are not from there, or my grandparents were. My mother and I and a group of my friends, my childhood friend from growing up, Michael Burgoyne. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Burgoyne, yes. Yeah.
Good.
Michael Christopher. He and I and his family and my family are headed over to Ireland, and we are going to go see the Emerald Isle.
There it is.
I'm going to phone into you on Friday of this week and visit with you.
They got the monkeypox over there.
They get the monkeypox here in America too, dude.
They do?
Yeah, it's everywhere. You know, it's transmitted via sexual transmission.
Well, just get married. You don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. I'm going to be with my mom anyway, so there's no worries about me catching the monkeypox when I'm in Ireland.
There you go.
Who would have thought that the monkeypox would be like our latest scare? Didn't you think COVID was the last of all this stuff we'd have to live through?
How do you go from the chickenpox to the monkeypox and nothing in between?
Yeah, like, I mean, what happened to the pigpox?
I mean, you got all kinds of stuff. You know, because
the
monkeys
could have gotten the oinks.
You know, monkeys are, they're, what are they?
They're like us. They're primates.
Yeah, they're primates. And then you got the chicken, which is not so much like us.
No, that's a fowl.
And then you got all these animals in between, but no. You got the chicken pox, and then you leap all the way over to the monkey pox.
Well, there's other pox.
I think there's a conspiracy.
Isn't there other pox? There's the smallpox. There's smallpox.
If there's a smallpox, must there not also necessarily be a large pox?
I think it's when your body gets swallowed by a black hole of pox. Would be the large pox.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That would stink.
Yeah.
Oh. That'd be worse than losing your pen, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, losing your pen. But, buddy, I'm going to miss you for a couple weeks.
2 weeks,
I'll be over there,
So you're going to...
Well, it's only like 12 days.
So you're landing in...
So we leave here from St. Louis to Charlotte, that thriving metropolis.
Charlotte, yeah, North Carolina.
From metropolis, then Charlotte on to Dublin.
Dublin.
We'll spend a day or so in Dublin, maybe checking out the Guinness and the Jameson. Then we're going north.
North.
Yeah, we're going up to Harvey's Point. Google that. You'll really be interested in that. It's almost into... Northern Ireland. We'll dip into Northern Ireland. We're going to go see Giant's Causeway.
So Northern Ireland is part of the UK.
Yes.
Ireland is its own country.
It's its own Ireland. Yeah. It's its own island.
As of like not too many years ago.
Yeah. Good question.
2000.
So, so then we'll come down the west coast of Ireland, eventually make our way over to Galway.
Galway.
Yeah, and spend some time in Galway. I'm going to play some golf there.
Nice.
And then the Kerry and the Ring of Kerry and all that stuff. And then we make our way back to the airport and come back here.
But you're
staying in a
like,
castle.
Oh, a castle.
Staying in a chalet. I think that's how you say that, chalet.
Yeah, well, not in Ireland.
No, I don't know. It's like a cottage. It's a cottage. Yeah. We're staying in a cottage.
Cottage.
And, but I am really looking forward to this trip. You know, getting to travel with my mother and a couple of my older sisters, my best pal from growing up. In fact, I said to, my sisters earlier today, this is my best friend in life. Right there with you. But I mean, I grew up with him.
Well, you've known this guy for 40-some years.
But this is the most time he and I are going to have spent together since high school.
Does that worry you? Well, I mean, so, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we've all had roommates at some point, whether it was college or after college.
Right.
And, you know, there's something about this guy, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
And then you like live together.
Right.
And it's just, you know.
Right. No, that won't be the problem here. Michael and I talk a couple times a week, and we're thick as thieves. I was the best man in his wedding.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is he a grandpa yet?
Oh, gosh, no. He's got a child that she's 16 years old as his oldest.
Yeah.
But he lives out in Hawaii.
He's your age.
Yeah.
So he's a kid.
He's even paler complected than I am, and he lives in Hawaii.
He lives in Hawaii, and he's pale.
Well, he's a military. You know, he's got to be out there.
Well, he's got the hat on all the time.
Yeah, he specializes in Asian studies, some particular Asian countries he keeps an eye on for our government.
Huh. Yeah. I should talk to him about what to order
At a restaurant?
Yeah.
Usually, the number 11 is always my favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
The
you gotta be
boneless
careful.
Hot braised chicken.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and I mean the egg foo young. There's a lot of.
You got to be careful. There's a lot of salt in that. I was right. talking to Shawn Michael
well,
earlier.
Everything out here, is salty.
Everything is salty.
It's like they pour a bottle of Morton's on everything, and then you're done. Well, I found my pen. Michael's going. I'm going to miss you, buddy.
I'm going to miss you too.
I'm going to miss you.
That baby will be, what, like 6 years old by the time I get home, huh? She'll grandchild?
She'll be talking and walking. They sent me a picture today. She looked like the whole world farted.
They were showing her a picture of you, huh? Hey, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Big day at KMOX. The lineup changes. We'll have total information all the way till 10 a.m.
o'clock.
Then we have
Carol Daniel and Tom Ackerman.
Yeah, then we have The Show with Chris Ronchi, Kevin Wheeler,
and Allison
Foley.
Martinez.
Somebody.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Dave Glover and Cardinal Baseball. Hey, what more could you ask for?
Best of Glover coming up next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.